A blinding thought occurs to her. I should kill him first. She stands back up and rummages once more, searching through the cutlery drawers. Her hand clasps a large steak knife and she brings it out, holding it close to her chest. Just in case. She is reassured by the weapon. Lucy creeps across the wooden floor and stands over Adam sleeping. She resists the urge to wake him up and ask him. She wants to challenge him and tell him her suspicions. She wants to see his expression. But she knows he'll only argue back and deny everything. Besides, he lies so well that his words appear to be truth. She toys with the idea of holding the knife to his throat and making him tell her. If it's all a lie, the world is fine. There are no monsters, no dead bodies. Adam is the monster, and he can't know that I know. She starts to shake as she feels hot bile rise. She swallows it back down, scorching her throat. Quietly, Lucy sits down and stares blankly out of the window. A calm fury begins to twist her thoughts further. There's nothing bad out there. The bad is only in here. As soon as the first light of day leaks into the sky, Lucy throws open the front door, the door she was never, ever supposed to open. She runs and doesn't look back. She has a plan. She races along the trail that leads to the lake, jumping over branches and gulping deep breaths of fresh air until her lungs burn in protest. She remembers that other cabins are dotted along the shoreline of the lake. She plans on going to each one and knocking until she can find someone to help her. Someone who can call the police and save her. My husband, she practices in her mind. He's trying to make me insane or kill me. Help me. Lucy knows she looks half crazed. Her clothes are filthy and she smells. Her hair is greasy, her eyes are red, and she's exhausted. She's certain now that the things, the creatures Adam says are real, don't exist at all. She breaks through the tree line and spots the water. A bubble of hope rises in her chest and she almost laughs. Lucy expects to see boats or people milling around, hikers getting ready to walk, or campers in tents clustered around having breakfast. Those are not the sights she finds.